This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Why did a young man blow himself up outside of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs?
This particular assailant had an issue with life itself. So that's kind of a nihilistic, violent extremist right there.
If you're considering buying that luxury home on the plush private golf course with views of the 18th hole, might want to think again.
Working in close proximity or living in close proximity to where large amounts of pesticides are used is associated with an increased risk of Parkinson's disease.
And ICE gets clever about working around LA sanctuary city law.
A lot of the debate on the sanctuary policies, candidly on both sides, is more about political optics than it is about operational realities.
Welcome to the LA Local for Monday, May 19th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, who knew his deep-seated hatred of golf would pay off one of these days. Thanks for kicking off your week with us. My apologies for sounding a little nasally as I get over a cold. Coming up on today's Local, the feds think they have a way to circumvent the sanctuary city law of Los Angeles, but it's probably mostly about optics. A new community basketball court opens up in memory of Kobe and Gigi Bryant. And new research ties higher risks of Parkinson's disease to people living nearby golf courses. We start in Palm Springs, though, where neighbors of the American Reproductive Centers are still cleaning up from Saturday's likely car bombing of the clinic. The bomb was a powerful one, with buildings being damaged and windows shattered several blocks away. But the motivation for the bombing is kind of coming into view. And I use the word kind of because the reasoning is shaping up to be a strange one. Investigators are poring over an online manifesto that didn't have a name attached to it, but appeared to be linked to the car bombing. The suspect, who was killed, has been identified as 25-year-old Guy Edward Barkus from 29 Palms. Authorities say his writing seemed to indicate anti-natalist views, which hold that people should not continue to procreate, that he was actually upset at being born. Our John Baird flushed out this weird theory with extremist and terrorist expert Brian Levin at Cal State San Bernardino.
Okay, so the question is, they're diving into the background. They found this online manifesto. What are they looking for?
What they're looking for primarily right now is motive, and also to tie up that there aren't any accomplices, which seems to be the case. With respect to this offender, it seems to fall under a new category that the Justice Department and FBI has created called nihilistic violent extremists. And those are people that are kind of at war broadly, writ large, with society. This particular assailant had an issue with life itself. So that's kind of a nihilistic, violent extremist right there.
Meaning he didn't believe in life?
Yes. What is so interesting is his statement reflected someone who was upset about being brought into the world and joined an anti-life movement.
The FBI described the Palm Springs blast as probably the largest bombing scene that we've had in Southern California. It's unknown whether Barkus intended to kill himself with the bomb. There's a lot more reporting needed on this scary and odd story, so stay tuned. This next story, I will admit, is kind of a procedural one, but I threw it into today's show because it's very illustrative of how much of the recent developments around immigration are mostly political posturing. President Trump and his allies have long despised the sanctuary city policies of Los Angeles and those of several other big cities across the country. So they're trying out a new workaround strategy to pull illegal immigrants out of LA County jails, something that has, in theory, been denied to them up until this point because of sanctuary city protections. Our Karen Adams talked with a former ICE director to explain how all of this will work.
The U.S. attorney is calling it Operation Guardian Angel. Instead of issuing detainers for people illegally in the U.S. who are in jail, federal warrants would be issued. John Sandwig is a former acting director of ICE.
Certainly, this would probably allow the U.S. attorney's office and ICE to capture a few more individuals that are coming out of state and local jails in California than they otherwise would. But it's not going to be a perfect workaround in the sense that it's going to allow them to capture everybody who would otherwise be protected under California sanctuary laws.
That's because, he says, federal officials would be limited in what they could charge against these individuals.
What I would imagine they're going to be focusing on is there are a couple of immigration-related crimes, which, again, are broadly prosecuted by the federal government, but usually at the border. The big one is illegal entry and illegal reentry.
He calls the operation more about political optics because he says if ICE wants a person, they know how to get them. The program began May 10th. The U.S. attorney says as of May 15th, they've arrested 13 people so far.
It doesn't sound like the ICE workaround will result in a huge uptick in illegal immigrant detentions, but we'll be following it closely. Our girl Karen Adams was busy today. We're sticking with her as she takes us to the grand opening of a brand new community basketball court in Los Angeles, made possible by the foundation of Kobe and Gigi Bryant, who of course were killed together in a helicopter crash in 2020.
Natalia Bryant ran drills with kids on the new court at Atlantic Avenue Park, bearing her father and sister's names.
It's so beautiful to see their impact and see how young players are influenced and how they take that inspiration and they take that and apply it to their game and how they play and sportsmanship and the level of competitiveness.
Also here for the opening, USC women's basketball coach Lindsay Gottlieb, who spoke about the importance of community courts like these and how women's sports is growing in popularity.
I do think Kobe saw this before anyone else. You know, now it feels like the cool, important thing to do to invest in women's sports, but I think he was doing that at a young age. But I go back to this concept of playing Gigi's way. As women's basketball gets bigger and there's more opportunities, I think we have to keep that mentality of play because you love it, play for the joy. I think there's something very unique about women and girls playing basketball. I would say to you all, when you play out here, you know, dream that anything is possible. And if you become the next Juju Watkins or Gigi Bryant, I'll recruit you.
The sidelines of the purple and gold court have the hashtag Play Gigi's Way. The court is one of 21 across the country and third here in LA.
You know, the Bryant family could have faded away from the public eye after the heartbreaking deaths of Kobe and Gigi. And I think it's pretty cool that they didn't. It's a major testament to their character and their dedication to the Southern California community that they keep on giving back. Finally, on today's local, this story is my pick for the most interesting of the day. There are estimated to be around 80 golf courses spread across LA County. And in many cases, there's some highly desirable real estate abutting those courses. But this might give you pause if you're thinking about making a big purchase of that new home overlooking a majestic fairway. New research out ties higher risks of Parkinson's disease to living close to a golf course. And it's really a story about the health risks of widely used chemicals, risks that often remain little understood. So I talked with Dr. Ray Dorsey, a neurologist at Atria Health and Research Institute. He's one of the study's lead authors, and he explained the top line findings.
The research team found that individuals who live within 1 mile of a golf course had twice the risk of individuals who lived further away. In that case, it was living more than 6 miles away. So an association between living near a golf course within 1 mile and a doubling of your risk of Parkinson's disease compared to people who live more than 6 miles away.
All right, what are some of the theories about what is so hazardous? Pun intended, I didn't realize that. By living near a golf course.
Well, most golf courses are large users of pesticides, and research done from epidemiological studies like this and laboratory studies done with animals for the last 25 years have linked many, but not all, pesticides to Parkinson's disease. It turns out many pesticides are nerve toxins. They damage the nervous systems of insects, for example. And unfortunately, that toxicity doesn't likely limit itself to insects, but extends to humans. So I think the concerning implication here is that high uses of pesticides are not limiting just people to who work with those pesticides, but simply to people who live near them. The analogy I like to point out is kind of like secondhand smoke. It's not just the smoker who's at risk for an increased risk of lung cancer, it's those who are nearby as well.
Is this an airborne phenomenon? Is it the pesticide becomes, I imagine the workers sprinkle pesticides or spray pesticide, a certain amount of it gets out in the air, or is it because of drinking water supplies, or both?
So Dr. Krasinowski focused her analysis on drinking water, and obviously we don't know exactly what the water was that people were drinking, nor do we know exactly what the air that people were breathing. And it's quite possible it's both. There was another study done by Dr. Beata Ritz and her colleagues at UCLA last year that showed simply living near where a pesticide called paraquat was sprayed, living or working near where it was sprayed, was associated with a doubling of the risk of Parkinson's disease as well. So it's not the first study that suggested just being close to where pesticides are used can affect, can increase your risk, or is at least associated with an increased risk of the disease. And whether it's water or air or both, those things remain to be determined.
Is this just, a theoretical connection, or have you guys had a chance yet? Maybe this is the next step in testing air quality around golf courses if they have higher traces of, the chemicals and pesticides, or even the groundwater that crisscrosses golf courses in the surrounding neighborhoods. Have you gone that far yet?
There are definitely studies that suggest that people who have wells near rural areas, near where pesticides are sprayed in agricultural areas, are more likely to have pesticides in their wells. I think those kinds of studies would be great to do, but they're infrequently done. Very little attention is focused on trying to prevent Parkinson's disease. Out of every Parkinson's research dollar, only about 2 cents of every dollar is spent on trying to prevent the disease.
Is there any been testing? I mean, maybe this is the next step as well. Is there testing of regular golfers, and whether they also have higher risk of Parkinson?
So there have been other studies that have looked at golf course superintendents. There's a study from decades ago that looked at golf course superintendents that found them at increased risk for neurodegenerative disease. There are three studies that have linked green space workers, so think landscapers, to an increased risk of Parkinson's disease. This all is consistent emerging evidence, but understudied. I think the other thing I would point out is that this is evidence that chemicals in our food, water, and air are contributing to the rise of chronic diseases. Parkinson's disease is a prototypical chronic disease that tends to happen to older individuals, but it can happen to younger ones as well. And the rise of these chronic diseases, which you see throughout U.S. society, I think are there's increasing evidence that these are tied to chemicals in our food, water, and air. And thus, the bottom line is that these are preventable.
I knew my hatred for golf would pay off one day. Such a slow and boring game. And that's right, I call it golf game. It's not a sport. How much athleticism is really needed to take one swing of the club in between like 10 minutes of meandering and chatting it up on the course? My golf hatred aside, the study is a scary one and eye-opening, and really makes you question how many widely used chemicals are causing long-term health risks that we don't even realize or understand yet. My anti-golf rant aside, this has been your LA Local for Monday, May 19th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I've been your host, Jonathan Service. While I will most assuredly not be seeing you on the golf course, I will see you here tomorrow. Be well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.